Chapter 1. 10, 10, 10. Turning 10 years old on the 10th day of the 10th month must be magical. Billy clapped his hands in excitement. Jacko, Billy's loving golden retriever dog, lay on the floor beside his bed. 10, 10, 10, Jacko, Billy said. Billy often spoke to his dog about his feelings and thoughts. It's only 7 days until my birthday. Jacko didn't seem to share Billy's excitement and continued licking his paw. Turning 10 is special. It's never going to happen again. Ever. Billy ruffled the dog's fur. Are you listening to me? Jacko looked at Billy and licked his hand as if to say, I'm hearing every word. Do you know what, Jacko? I can count to over 1,000 and spell marmalade. The golden retriever did not look impressed. I have learnt so much and can do all sorts of things, and I'm only 9. What's it going to be like when I'm 10? That reminded Billy of his best friend, Ant. Hey, Jacko, you know Ant? Jacko wagged his tail upon hearing Ant's name. He can't spell London. I can. Everyone but everyone knows there are 2 ons in London and no nos. Even Ant's little sister Max knows that, and she's only 8. I hope Max can make it to my party. Mum said she won't count her as one of my 6 friends, which I'm really pleased about. It's hard choosing who to invite to your party. Someone always gets left out. Thinking of his party got Billy wondering about birthday presents. I really hope that Mum and Dad are going to buy me a big bike so I can ride even faster than I already do. The trouble is that when other people buy you things, they don't often get it right. It's not because they don't try or care, but more because I'm not exactly sure what I want. Seeing something on TV or on the internet and actually holding it in your hands are very different things. I upset Mum last year by asking Grandad for money. She says I should be grateful for whatever I'm given. Mum is right. But Grandad never knows what to buy me. I think being nearly 10 is old enough to ask for money, don't you? Jacko lifted his head and grasped Billy's pajama bottoms with his teeth. He pulled. Billy looked down at him. You're easy to buy for. A big bone and you're happy for hours. Asking for money isn't so bad. Actually, come to think of it, Grandad looked pleased the last time I asked for money. Toy shops and department stores aren't really his thing. Jacko was not listening. He was busy tugging on Billy's pajamas. He wanted to go outside for a walk. We'll walk later, Jacko, Billy said, tugging back until Jacko let go. The dog slumped down and rested his head between his paws. He looked sad. Feeling bad, Billy jumped out of bed. Come on then, Jacko. Let's go for a walk now.